AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump and other MAGA leaders have celebrated Charlie Kirk at his memorial.
President Trump praising Charlie Kirk as a great American hero and martyr for freedom as he and other prominent conservatives gathered Sunday to honor the slain conservative political activist whose work they say they must now advance.
The assassin failed in his quest because Charlie's message has not been silenced. It now is bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Kirk's widow, Mrs. Erica Kirk, will take over Turning Point USA, the organization he founded. Kirk was assassinated September 10th on a Utah college campus. Tyler Robinson, a 22-year-old, has been charged with the killing. I'm Julie Walker.
Lebanon's health ministry says an Israeli drone strike in southern Lebanon has killed 5 people, including 3 children. The parliament speaker says 4 of the victims in Sunday's attack, including the children's father, held U.S. citizenship. The U.S. State Department, however, says none of the 5 appear to be a U.S. citizen, but that the situation is fluid. More countries are recognizing a Palestinian state.
Canada, Australia, and the U.K. have joined some 140 other countries in recognizing a Palestinian state. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Sunday that those countries are giving a huge prize to terrorism and that it will not happen. He says there will be no Palestine state west of the Jordan. Prime Minister Keir Starmer said on Sunday that a two-state solution would possibly bring peace.
Ordinary people, Israeli and Palestinian, deserve to live in peace, to try to rebuild their lives free from violence and suffering.
More countries are expected to recognize a Palestinian state at this week's UN General Assembly. I'm Donna Water.
This is AP News. The Los Angeles Dodgers have set a franchise attendance record.
The Los Angeles Dodgers have drawn 4 million fans this season for the first time in franchise history. Los Angeles is the first MLB team to draw 4 million fans in a season since the New York Mets in 2008. The 2025 Dodgers are only the 10th team in MLB history to do so. The defending World Series champions hit the mark Sunday in their regular season home finale against the San Francisco Giants. The Dodgers list the capacity of Dodger Stadium at an MLB-high 56,000. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
A record-setting day Sunday for Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. He threw 2 touchdown passes. He now has 510 career TDs. That puts him 4th place on the all-time list. His 509th moved him out of a tie with former Green Bay teammate Brett Favre. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.